Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Ginny and Zebu, or Natalie, taking you right through a nine. Zebu, we've got a DJ Cunning Pants coming up.
We do. We've got. I want to ask her how cunning really is her pants.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things I do want to get out of her. It's a rather interesting name.
It is. I'm going to ask her exactly how she got it because it's a cheeky name. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, this 23-year-old Darwin girl first took hold of the decks when she moved to Sydney 3 years ago, and in the same year launched her own nightclub Girl Thing under the name of Snatch and Grab, known in Sydney for producing some wild parties, some involving girls playing around in a ball pen and even jelly wrestling, which I actually was a witness to earlier this year. Yes, I was there and I saw it all. Ooh. Cunning Pants also holds residency at the notorious Wednesday night Queer Central at the Slackbox in Newtown, and she also appeals to the straight club scene, holding residencies at Candy's apartment in King's Cross and at the Metro Theatre, supporting international artists such as Steve Aoki and Ty. Cunning Pants has also played at numerous local festivals, including the Changing Lanes Festival and the Signature Music Festival in Tasmania. Now, please welcome to Her Society Jackie Cunningham, a.k.a. Cunning Pants.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Now, Jackie, tell us how cunning are your pants?
Oh, they're very cunning, man. Too cunning.
Now, Jackie, I do have to ask, on that note of cunning pants, what are your favourite type of denim?
My favourite type of denim?
Yes.
It'd have to be whitewash. I'm an 80s girl, see?
Okay, so if you were... Actually, let's actually broaden it up a little bit. If you were to pick a type of pants that you could wear every day, whether it be denim, track pants, fleece, polar fleece, what would you pick?
It'd have to be skinny leg. Skinny leg denim.
Skinny leg denim?
Yeah.
Oh!
For sure.
Rather interesting.
Yeah, no, that's my favourite.
DJ Cunning Pants coming back up soon. Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Sonique there with Sky. I know I said hi before because I was high because I'm really excited we have DJ Cunning Pants on the line. Hello again.
Hi, how are you?
We had a bit of a technical malfunction before, haven't we? It's cut Zebu off and she's lost in the land of cyberspace. We're going to have to find her before the end of the show. Otherwise, I'll be co-hostless.
Yeah,
that's no worries. But co-hostless is better than being pantless. Have you ever been pantless in your time, Cunning Pants?
No, never.
That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, I always have pants on.
Now, Cunning Pants, tell me about your background. Who have you supported in your time as a DJ?
I've supported a couple of pretty big internationals at Candy's apartment. This weekend I'm supporting Punks Jump Up. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're pretty big in the underground kind of world. And I supported Steve Aoki, Felix Cartel and Ty just recently at the Future Music After Party.
Right.
And just, you know, a pretty big local, like a few local acts which I'm big fans of, Anna Luno and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Well, a question that I'll ask you is, what act would you like to support eventually, like be the tour DJ for?
Oh, that's a hard question. off the top of my head, I'd have to say, just to be really gay, Rihanna.
Oh, gosh. Now, I can see why you and Zebu get along so well. Your Rihanna love is mutual.
Yeah. Oh, well, I had to throw it in there somewhere.
Well, why Rihanna?
Oh, I don't know. I just love her.
Do you reckon Janet Jackson's copied her haircut?
I don't know. I haven't seen Janet Jackson's haircut.
Well, after we finish this conversation, Cunning Pants, Google Janet Jackson's hair and you'll see. I looked at it. I'm like, you're so trying to copy Rihanna.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Now, what have you got coming up in terms of gigs over the next month or so?
Well, I've got my regulars at Candy's this Friday, and I'm working at Art House on Saturday for the Porter Robinson tour, which will be pretty big. And then I've just got my regular Girl Thing, which is next weekend, and also a new indie party which is starting in the Cross called Whip It. So that's on Friday. And then I can't really think what I've got else coming up after that. I'd only really think in 2 weeks ahead.
Fantastic. Well, you put together a mix for us, exclusive to Her Society. What are those songs?
So the first one I've got, Adele with, it's a Digerati remix. It's basically just a mashup of the two songs by two artists, but it always goes down so well, and I really, really love it, so I thought I'd put that in there.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one is Promise by Nero, and it's the Calvin Harris remix. It's going to be really big soon, I think, just like most of the Calvin Harris remixes. And then the last one was Future by Can Blaster, and that's I just put that in there because it's one of my personal faves. It's got like this really cool 90s kind of feel. I thought everyone should have a listen to it.
Fantastic. Well, DJ Cunning Pants, all the way from Sydney, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
And let's have a listen to DJ Cunning Pants' mix, exclusive to Her Society on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. That was DJ Cutting Pants' mix. They're exclusive to Her Society. Zeba, what a night of technological malfunctions.
A little bit of oopsies tonight, isn't it?
I know. How thematic, too, that we had a topic of long-distance relationships on Ask the Girls and all the things that kept long-distance relationships together, i.e. technology, were failing us tonight.
I know. Well, you know, it must be something in the moon. Let's just blame that.
All right, blame the moon.
That's it. That's
and
it.
If the moon is getting you down, go out there and moon people. That's my saying.
Okay, I'll step back on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Bill, I was encouraging you, of all people, to do that.
I'm a little prude. I don't do that kind of stuff.
You don't moon people?
No.
Neither do I. I'm quite shy.
Yeah, me too. No way. I'm not pulling pants down for no one.
No.
My girlfriend.
Hey, the best thing about technology is you can moon her on Skype.
Exactly right.
Oh, she's one lucky lady.
You don't put any ideas in my head, please,
Now, what's coming up for Her Society in the next few weeks, Zebu?
Well, next week we have the lovely and the very, very ripped Fernanda Rocha. Now, you and I, do you remember when we saw her, when she walked into the room in LA? We actually met Fernanda Rocha. So we tell you all about that because Gigi and I turned our heads.
Exactly. We actually went to a white party, Zebu, if I remember correctly, and she walked in a blue dress.
And you know what? She worked that blue dress. She was just stunning and just ripped. And we looked at each other and went, okay, we need to find out who that is.
Exactly. She just had the most toned body. I think she has a 16-pack, actually, not a 6-pack.
Probably a 60,000-pack by the looks of it.
Also coming up on Her Society, Jill Bennett and Kathy DeBono, two of the biggest lesbians in the world.
Love them. Love Jill and Kathy DeBono. They're just beautiful people.
Exactly. We also have DJ Ish coming all the way from Brisbane.
Brisbane,
if we can say it really clearly. Stay tuned, we've got Sound Museum coming up. This is Ginny and Natalie signing off from Her Society.
See you later.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.